All cars to their mark. Ha. Ready? Let's go.
It feels like 100 on the freeways. Passengers telling me take it easy. Close call. They're gonna need a replay. Three. Shift. Clutch. One. Gas.
You wanna see him bounce up on the track like? Wanna see me bounce on click clacks like? With more bounce to the ounce, yeah, I did that. Break apart a track like a Kit Kat. Fix that, flip the cat, that will twist that. Break it in two, just like a sweet Hershey kiss that. Diss that, hit rap to make him toss bricks at. The rapper that spit that, then ask for your chick back. And if you don't know, who the damn liar? Scared of what's at stake like a vampire. And I are calling all goons and goblins like a hunter. I'm a monster, but cooler than Herman Munster. Nowhere I roam, you gon' get me out my comfort zone. Circumference here and there, tan smear microphone. Rapping the star with the ravenous bars. You ain't ever able to catch me in the cab of this car.
It feels like 100 on the freeway. Passenger telling me take it easy. Close call, they gonna need a
in my pen, I know the memory bank, but I ain't gonna let it stop me from telling them what I think. No. And I think it's time for you to put my band in your plans. If not, I'm here to dismantle your plans. And I can rap 100 ways more than you can. Yeah. Fuck with me, you're biting off more than you can.
True.
Maybe
true.
If you study all the one if you can.
One day,
maybe be a who them fan. Not a lot of them will talk about it, none of them can.
None.
Never fall for nothing, cause I know what I stand for. I'm cold, leave you in smoke.
Yes.
High wind says the pole.
Go.
When I roll, I'm always out with a dime piece, the time piece. You wouldn't mind spending about 5 G's tonight, Jesus.
Yeah.
Put the front in on high phrase. I know Jesus. You guys are fishy like Pisces. And I'm off.
It feels like 100 on the freeway. Passenger telling me take it easy. Close call. They're gonna need a replay.
Three, shift, two, clutch, one.
Gas.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Fire Andretti Lane 6 Ferrari emblems. A born winner, he's taking the checkered ending. He peels out Pirelli tire soles for his Timblings.
Boom, humming coming at ya.
If you're too slow, then for show, I'ma lap ya. Speed of a Porsche, force of a Mack truck. Fastest lap on any track, and that's an unfair matchup. Took off like a Lambo on the freeway. High as hell, so I better take it easy. Pull me over, they gotta give me some leeway. I only sped by him cause the sign said speedway.
Excuse me if speeding.
Or was I going too fast?
What?
200 plus is on my dash.
Are you out of your mind?
The open road is like a 100-yard dash. Shift speed, swiftly, foot up on the gas now.
It feels like 100 on the freeway. Passenger telling me take it easy. Close call, they gonna need a replay.
Three,
shift, clutch,
one,
gas. Like 100 on the freeway. Passenger telling me take it easy. Close call, they gonna need a replay.
Three,
shift, two, clutch,
one,
gas.
Drink it away, and it turns into tomorrow. But you think it's today? You at it again, yup, you at it again. You tripping, but then again, living the sin. He out of control, he out of his mind. He jumping out the window with a lot on his mind. I said a bottle is fine, then I gave him a wank. He talking about pills, I'm talking about drink. Put me into his will, I ain't talking about bank. I'm talking about God. You making life hard, I'm at it again, yup, I'm at him again. They threw me the rock inside, I had it, but then my foot was on the line, so they snatched it from him. But I'm stupid on the rhyme, so we got captured from them. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na at them. I have it again, we cashing it in. With that being told, I am under control. Who them? Jack go, fire, wonder, and flow.
Fire it up,
we got it again. We got it again.
We got it again.
Said we got it again.
We got it again.
Yo,
introducing
we got it again. We got it
me. Love is the love, love, and hate is the hate. Wait, creating a safe space and bake off a beat breaks. Taking it all on, it's Flizzle and Sean. Sean out for a while now, been back with a strong song to get the legal tender. See you illegal spenders, don't even matter now. We still up in them Spiegel winners to get some new nothing. Shine like new somethings, and all I needed was my tea and my who something. I met my who brothers, it's who I'm styling with. Yo, yo, I got mouths of grit, learning now how Cali is, and I can flip it up and spit it how Rhode Island is. But I'm from where I be, cuff off Fallon's. These kids is losing it, choose to do it out of spite. Sip, spit out some Sprite, guess we some low lifes. Maybe they so right, I left my home tonight to right my wrongs in these songs and sun your delight. Flizzle in his microphone, sitting in a tree, and he left that little dame in apartment 1C. When you bump up your stereo, you need to bump me. Me, 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 me. Why?
We at it again.
We at it again.
We at it again.
Uh-huh, we at it again.
We at it again.
Said we at it again.
We at it again.
Yup, we at it again.
Lolozone.com. My Story, her latest CD out now. Singles, Rolla featuring Fliz with How Sweet.
her number one single back in 2008, My Story, and her other number one single back in 2008, Roller, featuring Jay Smooth, One Day. Sponsored by the Loser Side of the Derek Shapiro Show. Go to rollerzone.com. Yes, rollerzone.com. And listen to her tracks out now. Okay. World Vision, change a child's life through child sponsorship. www.worldvision.org/sponsorship. www.worldvision.org/sponsorship. World Vision, you can call them at 1-888-511-6408 and 1-888-511-6408. Dosha's Parlor, full service salon. Go see my friend Dosha Harris, owner, 1133 Veteran Memorial Highway Southwest in Mapleton, Georgia. Again, Dosha's Parlor, 1133 Veteran Memorial Highway Southwest in Mapleton, Georgia. Call Dosha's Parlor at 770-948-9517 or toll free at 866-948-9517 or go email Dosha's Parlor at dosha@yahoo.com. Dosha's Parlor. Tell them that Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Metamorphosis, window tint and auto detailing. Window tint, auto security, car audio, auto detailing, signs, and much more. Go visit my friend, Jesse Green, at 600 B Floyd Drive, right off of South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, Georgia. 600 B Floyd Drive in Smyrna, Georgia, right off of South Cobb Drive. Call Jesse Green at 678-368-7858. 678-368-7858. Metamorphosis. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Hi, this is Derek Shapiro from the Derek Shapiro Show here at the Mojo Grill, Cuban Cuisine. I have a taste of the Cuban sandwich located here at 925 Veterans Memorial Highway Southwest, Suite 168, Mapleton, Georgia. Again, 925 Veterans Memorial Highway Southwest, Suite 168, Mapleton, Georgia. Their phone number is 770-819-0771. Again, 770-819-0771 here at Mapleton Shopping Center. Yes, the Mojo Grill, Cuban Cuisine. Here's my friend, Alberto.
This is what we got. We have our specialist sandwich, Cubano. Arroz con pollo, we have ropa vieja, chuleta de puerco, and bistec palomilla. Just waiting for everybody to come down and join us. We make the best coffee in town with our espresso, our cafe cubano, and our shake. So if you are really into a fruit, this is the place.
Hey, what's going on? This is Ray Rush, and I'm chilling with Derek Shapiro. Here's Derek Shapiro at Mojo's Grill on location.
I want to thank Family Christian Stores for sponsoring, of course, the DVD of Fireproof and the book of Still Going with Kirk Cameron. And thank you to my friend Matt at the 3999 Austell Road, Suite 407 in Austell, Georgia location. Again, 39999 Austell Road location, Austell, Georgia, of course. And the phone number is 770-949-6130. Again, 770-948-6130. 6130. Store hours are from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sundays from 12 p.m. to 5. You go to familychristian.com for further other stores, okay? And also just being sponsored by Rich Productions Radio, of course. We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 35, of course, with actor and author Kirk Cameron. How are you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Yes, good to talk to you, too. You know, after seeing your movie Fireproof and reading, of course, your book Still Growing, you know, I realized that you involved your career as an inspirational, you know, and motivational influence to a lot of your fans, of course. And what did it mean to you to be, to play the character of Caleb in the movie Fireproof?
Well, you know, when I first read the script for Fireproof, I knew it was from the same guys who made the movie Facing the Giants.
Yep.
And I thought that was such an inspirational movie. Particularly in light of the fact that they had an all-volunteer cast who made that movie.
Really?
So, this was a movie about marriage, and I could see instantly that this was going to be a very touching movie, a very inspirational and motivating movie for a lot of people. And so, I auditioned for the role.
Yep.
I volunteered my time like everyone else did on that film, and it was very exciting. We've gotten lots and lots of emails from people.
Yes.
Marriages have been saved. People are saying, you know, I felt like I was watching myself up on the big screen. That was my life. That was my marriage. And we're going to give it another try.
So
it was very exciting.
So how much did you reflect on your own marriage, of course, with Chelsea, of course? You've been married 17 years, right?
Right.
And just like I did with my wife, Rola, of course, when were you making the, you know, Fireproof? You know, how much did you reflect back on your marriage?
Well, I was reflecting a lot. During the whole thing, dealing with issues that are very common to most people. You know, communication issues, issues that cause frustration and anger. You know, people are selfish by nature, and you start pursuing your own agendas and your own goals separate from one another, and you start drifting apart. And, you know, that happens in just about every relationship unless you are extremely careful and diligent to not do that. And so I think it's something that not only I reflected on throughout the whole movie, but I'm sure everyone working on the movie did the same.
Right.
So it was inspirational and very helpful to all of us who worked on the movie.
Right.
Because we were going over those scenes over and over and over.
Exactly. Now, it's ironic how you mention in your book, of course, Still Growing, that you want to be a firefighter when you were adult, as a kid, you know? And
yeah.
What did it feel like to play a firefighter?
Well, it was great. I think every little kid, you know, wants to grow up and be an astronaut or a fireman or a policeman or something like that, because it's kind of exciting. It's kind of a manly man's job.
Yeah.
And I actually have an aunt. My mother's sister was the first female firefighter in Los Angeles City.
Really?
So, yeah, I just got a few tips from her and spent some time at the fire stations here in Los Angeles and in Georgia.
Yep.
And got to handle all the equipment and put on all the clothes, slide down the pole and take some rides out to the fires and put some fires out.
Sure.
It was like a dream come true. It was like a little kid in a candy store, being able to pretend like you're a fireman.
Sure. Right? And that's your Aunt Joanne from the book, right?
Yes, she is.
Yep, yep. I read that book, you know, I finished reading the book yesterday, and it was awesome, you know what I'm saying? I mean, your book really, you know, just made me think a lot, too, you know what I'm saying? And that's just an awesome book, you know, I gotta tell you that, you know?
Oh, thanks a lot, Derek.
Yes.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yes. And also, too, and of course, in your book, Still Growing, of course, you mentioned that you are an atheist, of course. How do you think, you know, the younger Kirk Cameron would perceive you now doing Fireproof, of course, and of course doing the your show, of course, and of course being a Christian now, you know, and how do you feel about your younger Kirk Cameron? How would you perceive that, you know?
Yeah, well, when I say that I was an atheist as a little kid, that all changed when I was about 17 or 18 years old, and prior to that I was someone who simply did not believe in the existence of God, not because I had you know, written a term paper on the subject, but because I just had blind faith in what my science teachers told me and what my friends were saying.
Right.
And I'd never really looked into it. So way back then, when I was 14, 15 years old, if I had looked into the future and saw the kinds of projects I'm working on now and the strong faith that I have in
right.
the Lord, I probably would say, no, you're kidding me. That's just not going to happen. That's not true.
Sure.
But we all know that your life that you're not expecting, and you take a left-hand turn or a right-hand turn, and you wind up going down roads that you never dreamed of. And for me, it's been a great road. The most important decision to really open up your heart and understand not only the existence of God and all the things that He's blessed every one of us with, but then turn your heart to Him and want to live your life in a way that honors God.
Sure. And what impact on your life, you know, do you feel, of course, you know, that well is touching a lot of young Christians on your show, of course, The Way of the Master is called.
Right.
Of course, but in the number one movie, you know, in the churches, you know, how much of impact does that have in your life now?
How much impact does that have in my life, or how much does that impact other people's lives?
Both.
Okay. Well, it's very satisfying for me to be able to do projects that are not only fulfilling on an artistic level. As an actor, you want to be working on stuff that's exciting and challenging and different from the last project you worked on. But it also is very satisfying on more of a human, emotional, spiritual level, when you understand that this is something, these are projects that are actually helping people in their lives. It's actually saving some marriages. It's leading people to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helping people in times of deep hurt and pain and need. So it's impacted me tremendously.
Sure.
So much so that I want to keep doing what I'm doing right now.
Sure. Especially now with the economy is, everybody needs that, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and especially nowadays, with the economy being the way that it is, and a new government in our country, and times are so uncertain. People are really looking for hope and some stability. And so for me to focus people on their marriages, on stable, healthy, happy families,
right,
and pointing them to the Lord, I can't think of anything better and more worthwhile to spend my time with.
Sure. We're going to take a little 2-second break. We're going to be playing a song first by Rolla featuring Fliz with How Sweet, followed by Rods, Raskin, and the Race Cakes with Tourist Attraction. Come back with Kirk Cameron. now with Kirk Cameron here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Rich Production Radio, of course. And now, of course, after reading your book, you know, Still Growing, Kirk, and seeing you, you know, in the movie Fireproof, why can't, you know, Hollywood see you that you involved the way I see it and the way a lot of people see it instead of ruining your career, of course?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. Could you say that again?
Yes, why can't, you know, after reading the book, of course, Still Growing, and seeing the movie Fireproof, why can't Hollywood see that you involved instead of ruining your career, you know? I think you involved and got it better, you know what I'm saying? How come Hollywood can't see it the same way?
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Well, that's a good question. I think you should... I'm not sure quite how to answer that. You know, I was sitting on Bill O'Reilly's program once, and I remember he asked me a similar question. And hey, Kirk, do you think that maybe you tanked your career because you've done some movies like Left Behind or Fireproof or some of these other things? You know, kind of coming out as a guy who loves the Lord and is a Christian. And I told him, I said, well, you know, maybe that's true. Maybe I've lost a job here or there because people don't like who I am or what I believe. There's plenty of people who do, but I suppose some in Hollywood may not. But the truth is, I've been married for 17 years.
Right.
I've got a wonderful wife, 6 beautiful kids.
The Brady Bunch family, huh?
I've got a career that is just thriving in terms of I'm producing and writing and starring in a television program that I love.
Yep.
And I'm part of a ministry that's doing great things to save marriages. And I'm sitting on shows like Bill O'Reilly in front of 4 million people. And it's not because... you know, they found me strung out on drugs somewhere on Hollywood Boulevard, having an affair on my wife.
Exactly.
But rather because I'm a Christian who loves the Lord and wants to make projects with integrity.
So sure.
I see it's been a huge positive in my life.
Right. And let me ask you this next question. This is good. I don't know if you have been hearing about, of course, Rihanna and Chris Brown, but what message, if you can meet them, would you give to them about their troubled thing? By being a Christian, by being, of course, a motivational speaker, or even Britney Spears with her past, of course, if you had the chance to meet them.
If I had the chance to meet Britney Spears and who?
Chris Brown and Rihanna, what happened to them, you know, of course, with the whole incident about their Chris Brown beating up Rihanna, of course, you know, the girlfriend.
Yeah.
How would you, if you got a chance to meet them, how would you help them out, of course, you being an inspirational speaker?
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes people... don't have anybody in their life who are speaking true words to them,
mm-hmm.
really care about them. You know, that's one of the difficult things in Hollywood, especially for young people in Hollywood, is there's so many people there who want to take advantage of them and are trying to you know, just capitalize on any kind of relationship, and so consequently they don't have a true friend,
right,
who is really leading them in a good direction. So I fortunately did have a little bit of that, and then of course becoming a Christian and being able to use God's word as a compass and as a map to guide me through a lot of this garbage that we have to deal with in Hollywood,
right,
really helped me out. So that's where I'd point somebody. I'd point them to God's word, and then I'd also do what I could to be a good friend that's going to communicate the truth to them.
Sure.
In love, and say, listen, you got to get your act together, you got to
sure.
get your priorities straight and have
yep.
some personal convictions, or else
yep.
you're just going to wind up in a ditch time after time.
Right. And in your book, of course, Still Growing, you know, you mentioned that your favorite show was Happy Days, of course, and you got a chance to meet, you know, Henry Winkler. What do you think about how his career, of course, in movies is going, like he was in Scream, of course, and how involved into Waterboy and Click with Adam Sandler, of course, which was an inspirational movie as well?
Well, you know, I haven't seen all that Henry Winkler's done, but since Happy Days. But I'm always a big cheerleader of people who are going to do things that are going to add something positive to everyone else's
mm-hmm.
life. I think that's what the arts were created for.
Mm-hmm.
Not just an artistic expression of anything you want, including what's evil and wicked and hurtful to people.
Right.
I think that art is a gift, whether it's painting or singing or dancing or acting or whatever, that ought to be used to point people in a good, positive direction,
right,
and help them out.
Right.
And we can tell all kinds of stories.
Right.
And we ought to use the power of art and media to help people out.
Exactly. And of course, before your movie, I mean, I watched it twice already, Fireproof, of course. And before that, of course, was Click, that I mentioned with Henry Winkler. And that brought a similar message, but in a different angle, you know? And your movie now is my new number one, you know, thing I got to reflect on with my marriage, of course, because working in the, I manage Rolla, of course, the singer, of course, and we have, you know, sometimes tough times, we have good times, and now I reflect on Fireproof now, and you just did a marvelous job in that movie, of course. But I have another question, of course. You met Lucille Ball, of course, President Reagan, went on 3 Bob Hope specials. And of course, being on the hit show Growing Pains for 7 years, and now being in the show, you know, the Way of the Master in the movie Fireproof. What is one or two words that can sum up your career so far? So far.
Oh boy, one or two words to sum up my career.
Yes. So far.
These are some good questions, Derek. I'm not used to guys as thoughtful as you are.
Thank you. Well, I put this together really good. I mean, because you know, I saw your movie and your book really made me thinking. This is really the first interview I had to really think.
Yeah. Well, here's a phrase that a friend of mine coined, and I think it's a great phrase, and I can really relate to it. I'm not what I could be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not what I should be, but I'm not what I was.
Really?
And that is really communicating that, you know what, I'm changing,
yep,
and I'm growing. And I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm getting there.
I like that, because that's the same thing to me. I can relate to that, Kirk. And one final question also in close. I'd like to, mention that I see, you know, you're having your own talk show, of course, someday. I can see that myself, you know. I'll maybe be interviewing some celebrities. I can see you involving into that, too. I don't know about that. But and also, I just want to ask you, how's your sister doing? And how's your wife doing, of course?
Well, thanks for asking. My sister's doing great. I assume you're talking about Candace. I have 3 sisters.
But I saw Candace on the Today Show twice in 2008.
Yeah. Yeah, Candace is doing just fine. She lives in Florida. She's there with her husband and her 3 kids, and she's doing great. I think she's going to be working on a new television series coming up this year.
Really?
And my mom's doing great. She and my dad are both well, and my mom has written a book called A Full House of Growing Pains.
Awesome.
Traveling around the country promoting that a little bit. It's the story of a Hollywood mother's perspective on raising 2 kids in the entertainment industry.
Yep. Wow. So, I saw that on your site. So people can go to your site now, kirkcameron.com, of course. And there's going to be a link from, of course, my website to your website, of course, from the DerekShapiroShow.com to KirkCameron.com. So whoever wants to go from my website right to your website. So I want to thank you, of course, being here today, of course.
Hey, this is Kirk Cameron, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Of course, thank you, Kirk Cameron, once again. And of course, here is Jay Smooth featuring Rolla, Street Life, off of Jay Smooth's latest CD, following T.I. and Justin Timberlake with Dead and Gone and Diversity with Dreams.
2008, man, she wait, know you. What up, no? Jay Smooth, we on the grind, baby, 24/7, man. All day. It's only life I know, cause I was raised in the streets. Your homies nice with flows and I'm crazy on beats. That's why Jay Smooth's on relating with G's. I had to make moves to be making my G's. I done sold QPs, A's and them Z's. Then I told QT's, you're staying with me. Unless I gotta run and skate on the D's. That was hating on me, cause Jay's a beast. Nowadays I stay celebrating with freaks. Every day of the week, yo, I ain't gonna sleep. I'ma take advantage, mixtapes get damaged and albums get rashed, I don't brag on my raps. It's real street life, fam, actual facts. We're rocking 3 stripes in Boston masks. This is the home of the Red Sox and Pats. We stay holding it down, then blocks and abs. Now my passion for rapping, masks on my back. There's no reason why I can't stack on my cash. Been rashing on tracks and mastering that. Y'all move too slow, gotta go faster than that. I stay hunting this cheese like a rat in a trap. Used to bump your CDs, now it happened at whack. Y'all ain't balling, nah, y'all dudes be falling off. But you see me blow like Smooth and Molotov. They won't see.
me, I see these sales. I see you frail, you nail you for real. I ain't got the boast, cock the toast. I don't care about what block you post. You a cockroach, I'm the guy you do not approach. Wouldn't be surprised if you got it choked. I'm a player, nah, I ain't got a coach. Here's a long kiss, good night. When I snooch, comma's gross. Everything I spit, comatose. You ain't hot, not even kinda close. I'm the most known, unknown, leave I'm a ghost. When the shoddy roast, say adios. I was born in trap, and I'm tired of all the common crap. Cause these days everybody wanna rap. A few cats that I wanna slap, take it how you want, but ain't nobody put Boston on the map. Let it live, yeah, let me be. It's for the haters, them hoes and the deputy. My rhymes improve with time like equity. Vex your ex, wanna SCX with me. Check, your birds are tricks, so yeah, I'ma treat rear my seat. She fuck with some gang, some sneaks. Somebody ever hear I was sweet? Stomp his head in the concrete, now his ears to the street.
Shit, man, on some real shit. Anybody done been through the same thing, I'm sure you feel the same way. Big Phil, it's for you, Pinker.
Oh, hey. I've been traveling on this road too long. I'm just trying to find my way back home.
Niggas who get their hate on. You walk by, they get wrong. You reply, then shit get blown way out of proportion. Way past discussion, just you against them. Pick one, me and Russia. Nigga, you'll get your hair, that's that. They don't wanna stop there, now they bustin'. Now you gushin'. I'ma land rushin' you to the hospital with a bad concussion. Plus you hit both times, put a hit your spine. Paralyzed way down, now your wheelchair bound. Never mind that, now you lucky to be alive. Just think it all started, you fussin' with three guys. Now your pride in the way, but your pride is the way. You can fuck around, get shot, dying today. Niggas die every day, all over bullshit. Dope money, dice game, ordinary hood shit. Could this be cause of hip-hop music? Or did the ones with the good sense not use it? Usually, niggas don't know what to do when they're back against the wall, so they just start shooting. For red or for blue or for blow, I get from Bankhead up to your project. Ain't no more straight, now I'm straight. Now I get it, now I take. Time to think before I make mistakes just for my family's sake. That part of me left yesterday. The heart of me is strong today. No regrets, I'm blessed to say. The old me dead and gone away.
Oh, hey.
I lived through tragic situations, could've been dead looking back at it. Most of that shit didn't even have to happen. But you don't think about it when you're out there trapping in apartments, hanging, smoking and rapping. Niggas start shit. Next thing you know, we capping. Get locked up, then didn't even get mad. Now think about damn what a life I had. Most of that shit look back, just laugh. Some shit still look back, get sad. Maybe my homeboy still be around. Had a knife, hit the nigga in the mouth that time. I won that fight, I lost that war. I can still see my nigga walking out that door. Who'd have thought I'd never see Philline no more? Got enough dead homies, I don't want no more. Cost a nigga his junk, cost me more. I'd have took that ass whooping out for sure. Now think before I risk my life, take them chances to get my stripe. A nigga put his hands on me, alright. Otherwise then they'll talk shit all night. Cause I hit you and you sue me. I shoot you, get locked up, who me? No more straight, now I'm straight. Now I get it, now I take. Time to think before I make mistakes just for my family's sake. That part of me left yesterday. The heart of me is strong today. No regrets, I'm blessed to say. The old me dead and gone away.
Oh, hey.
Too long,
just trying to find my way back home.
to the east. I don't see nobody by my side. I turn my head to the west. Still nobody inside. So I turn my head to the north. Swallow that pill that they call pride. That old man's dead and gone, but that new me'll be alright. I turn my head to the east. I don't see nobody by my side. I turn my head to the west. Still nobody inside. So I turn my head to the north. Swallow that pill that they call pride. That old man's dead and gone, but that new me'll be alright. Cause I've been traveling on this road too long. Just trying to find my way back home. The old me is dead and gone, dead and gone. And I've been traveling on this road too long. Just trying to find my way back home. The old me is dead and gone, dead and gone.
Okay, we're back here on Losing Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. So, Pete, so far, I interviewed, of course, Brandon Perrybin, Kirk Cameron, and Fliz. This is awesome, huh?
Yeah.
This is really awesome. This show is an A-rated show, I think, huh? But
every show should be an A-rated show.
I know. And last show, too, you know, was an A-rated show with T.I., of course. Yeah. You know? But, of course, I did interview Kirk Cameron a lot longer than I did interview T.I., of course, because I was on location, of course. But anyway, we're going to be playing, of course. All right. And Tiffany, of course, Just Another Day of the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, of course. And followed by Sinai with Under Fire and Miss Aquarius with Mind Manipulator here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. And then the closing theme. I want to thank everybody today for joining me, of course. And next month we have Bari, of course, and we do have Rock's group Void 808 from California. And a celebrity to be announced, of course, hopefully. If not, we're going to do Ronnie E. Daniels from New Yorker author. Until then, take it easy. Here's here's Tiffany, Sinai, and Mr. Aquarius. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
Once were, are now memories in vain.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Like a child whispers in the wind, can you hear my descent? Amen. Have you seen her? It's been a hard life, yeah, it's been a long road. And many times where it just seems that I've been on my own. And many nights I pray to God that he would take me home. Tell the devil and my life that he can't have my soul. Cause if I die before I wake, God has taken me. But if I kill myself asleep, then hell awaits for me. And I just can't even believe that I would say these things. But if you've been through all I've been, then you'll do anything. I cross my heart and hope to die, they would carry me straight to the grave just like a slave. They would bury me. They shall not, and they will not, cause they do care for me. Sometimes I stop and laugh out loud, it's such hypocrisy. How do you love what you would not devote your time to? Maybe you love and just forgot. Let me remind you that I am here and still alive. I hope this finds you before I say my last goodbye.
I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a picture in my wallet that I keep inside my jeans. I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a memory that keeps replaying every time I think. Have you seen her?
It's been my heart's cry to see the other side. But then I sit and I just think, you know what, never mind. Cause all this pain and suffering that I done held aside, I swear it feels like I done lived and died a thousand times. But when you've been through all I've been, what you supposed to do? I feel so puzzled, stuck on stupid, me without the you. And there's no pieces to the picture, stuck without a clue. How do I finish what I started? Get some living proof. The good things come to those who wait, so I just hope and pray. I keep my faith in modern grace and wait another day. I made a sun to wake my night before my conscience fades. Or I surrender helplessly just like a castaway.
I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a picture in my wallet that I keep inside my jeans. I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a memory that keeps replaying every time I think. Have you seen her?
You done been through the struggle and the pain. Let me hear you now scream with me. If you've been used and abused and mistreated, let me hear you now scream with me. If you've been trying to defeat it, can't achieve it, let me hear you now scream with me. We've been holding in the secret, just release it. Let me hear you now scream with me.
I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a picture in my wallet that I keep inside my jeans. I'm looking up, looking down, and all around. Have you seen her? Seen her? Like a memory that keeps replaying every time I think. Have you seen her?
He's a scam, he's a man, he's a mind manipulator.
I'm not proud of my invested in your world and I like what I see. In your head getting crazy and that's sweet for the streets. You got it sold up, baby, my attention's on you. And you're the my manipulator, boy, I fucks with you. And you're a predator, not like a regular. Kryptonite your panties off. You could call him big boss, you could call him click toss. You could call him get draws, you could call him get bitches. You could call him get dough, you could call him break home. But fuck it though, he's like that, these bitches still like it too. He told me he could put me right where I'm wrong. He sold me dreams I didn't think I would buy. He's a cheat, he's a scam, he's a man, he's a mind manipulator.
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.